Bank of Cardiff. This is Jaw.
I was talking to Brian.
Brian, right?
Yeah, and his phone number doesn't work. He said to call you and you'd transfer me.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Can you hold on for just a second?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, Jerry?
Yes.
What's going on?
All right. I listened to your message.
Yeah.
Okay, and I said, I'm going to call this guy. Do you guys do term loans?
Yeah.
So you do term loans. Are
yeah.
they real, live term loans, like with a set interest rate?
Well, it really depends on how much, you know, you're planning on borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the term you're asking for, things like that.
How far do you go?
Well, it really depends. How much do you need?
Well, you know, what I'm looking for, okay, what I'm looking for is about $250,000. And I didn't know if you go term 5 years or not.
Okay.
Everybody's different.
Right. Right. Well, our terms can go from 3 months to 36.
So 3 years is what you look at?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a monthly payment?
Well, we do either daily, weekly, or monthly.
Okay, so do you have any idea what kind of interest rates we're talking about? Let's say if it was 150 for 3 years.
Oh, I'm still new here, so like if you like, I'll let you talk to Josh. She knows a lot more about the program's terms, rates. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. All right. Here you go.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Joe.
I can help you out. I can help you out a little bit better. Okay, so you have...
Brian, I got a call yesterday from Brian, and he said, hey, you're approved for $250,000.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's just the standard mm-hmm. pitch or whatever, mm-hmm. but it got my interest, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm presently... Can I tell you about my situation?
Yeah, yeah. Tell me what you're looking to do.
Okay, so we got one of those, you know, one of those loans back in February that we're paying,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, we ended up with $40,000 cash,
okay.
and we owed them $70,000.
Oh, wow, that's a high interest.
That's outrageous interest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're paying back every month $4,700 or $4,900, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a small business loan years ago, and it was $250,000. And I know the terms were longer than they were seven.
Mm-hmm.
But the monthly payment, when you work with that monthly payment, it's really nice. I mean, I don't care if it comes out every day. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do here is we're a software company.
Mm-hmm.
And we have installations across the state of Nebraska, and we specialize in grain,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we have several customers that pay us support contracts. And then we also do new installs.
Okay.
And we've been here for 30 years now.
Nice.
And about 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
we took our old stuff and we started completely over. Okay?
Okay.
And we wrote everything in, I don't want to go into all the details, but everything's new and it all looks like Windows. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we had to go through and install all those people with our new software. They prepaid on this stuff. We've been mm-hmm. doing the installations. We're in the middle of doing the last one to update.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, we've been doing new installs along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Our sales figures, you know, are anywhere between $500,000 and $600,000 a year. Okay?
Okay.
And so, you know, we've been here. We're not getting rich, but we keep it going. And we're in the middle of building a new product. And this
okay,
new product
nice.
is is going to be fantastic because you know what a C-store is. There's C-stores all over the place, and most of our places have C-stores, and most of them now with the new requirements on the chips with the credit card have to update their front ends, a cash register type that runs on the front end of these things.
Yeah.
Be a convenience store
the chip,
or whatever.
Yeah,
so now we're writing the interface, and that's all ran by Verifone. So
uh-huh.
we're writing the software to interface with that information to bring that down directly into the accounting system. And we thought it was going to be done by now, but we're probably about 3 months out before we're ready to install it because we already got a test site out there
mm-hmm.
and we're in a C-store and they're working with us and we're getting that created. I'm in a pickle for the next 3 months with income, so I thought I'd go out and look for a loan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in looking for that, I said, why don't I see if I can just get... And the other thing is I owe about $50,000 on this other thing, this other loan that we got out there. So I was going to see what was the availability of getting a term loan, whether we can get $250,000 or whatever we can get,
sure,
qualify for, pay that $50,000 off, and
mm-hmm.
use the extra money. We want to hire an extra programmer
mm-hmm.
and just for regular cash flow needs. And mm-hmm. we're going to be heavy end on the revenue at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard...
Kind of like a bridge between right now, the slow time, waiting for
the next
for
3 months,
mm-hmm.
and something could happen. You know, something mm-hmm. could happen in the next 3 months, and if it does, that'd be great, because there's always people out there that pop up that want us to do stuff for them, you know,
mm-hmm.
like do a new install. And
mm-hmm.
we are looking at all these convenience stores, and you really can't get them locked in or anything because mm-hmm. I don't have the software done yet, but it's just about
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several okay. guys that are waiting for us.
Oh,
so,
okay. So you got a couple contracts coming up, but, you know, you're not exactly 100% done with the product and ready to roll it out yet.
On that part of it, yeah. On the rest of the stuff, everything's going great. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loves it, and we just want to... We really think that we've got something here that's going to go wild, but...
Mm-hmm.
It can't go that wild because you can only do so much in a day. And when
yeah.
you automate these places, it takes time because usually what you walked into is a screwed up mess and you got to fix it all. But
yeah.
they pay us for it.
Okay.
So I'm in it. That's what I was calling about. And
mm-hmm.
I was calling about the term loans to see
sure.
if you did have a term loan that we might qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of interest rates are we talking about? What's the length
sure.
of the term loan? That's what I'm looking mm-hmm. for.
Sure, sure. Okay. So we do have termed loans, and our term, you know, it's going to work good for you because it is structured, so it's kind of like a bridge loan between the slower times and between the slower time and the busier time for, you know, business owners. So it sounds like, you know, the working capital loan that our bank offers is going to
mm-hmm.
work out, you know, just fine for you. And the good thing is, you know, once we get you the loan, and let's just say, for example, in a month or two, you know, you finalize your product, you know, you start getting the revenue in, you can actually pay us ahead of time. There's no prepayment penalty, too. You actually get a discount on it, so that's going to work out good for you, too. And that goes hand-in-hand to, you know, what your business, you know, in the next few months, what it sounds like your business is looking at. And our terms, it ranges from 3 months to 3 years. So 3 to 36 months and then anything in between. So that's going to work for you. And then the loans is going to be either a daily, weekly, or monthly automatic ACH out of the account that we deposit the money into. So what we do is basically we're going to qualify you for the largest amount possible. And then we can work backwards to, you know, whatever your business needs are, whatever term length you decide that you like best, and then go from there, basically.
Okay.
To give you an idea, so you say your gross annual sales last year is about 500,000 to 600,000?
Yeah.
Okay. And how's this year tracking for you?
You know, I haven't looked at, you know, we average about $50,000 a month.
Okay.
Some months are higher, some are
mm-hmm.
a little lower,
mm-hmm.
but it's $50,000 to run this place.
Mm-hmm.
And all our sales that we do, you know, the majority of that money comes from maintenance contracts.
Yeah.
okay, that they pay us on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's roughly what we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it'll probably be around the maybe 550 range, or it all depends, and we'll look at that too once once you send over the bank statements, we'll look at it and we'll get a better picture of what your revenue looks like.
Okay.
And then of the 250, how much do you need? Like, how much does it really need? Do you need for the next 3 months? Do you need the full?
Well, of that 250, what I wanted to do. Okay, what I wanted to do with that 250, I pay that $50,000 off at that other place, because I can't get it. That in their contract, you can't get another loan unless you pay them first. Okay.
Okay.
So I want to pay that thing off out of the loan proceeds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I really need probably over the course of the next 3 months,
mm-hmm.
what I need right now over the course of the next 3 months is $100,000. So
okay.
I think that with 250 would be nice,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But 150 would be minimum, so I could do the 50, and then we'd have mm-hmm. the extra 100 to mm-hmm. get through the next 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
And then all the money starts coming in again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So minimum you would like 100, which 50 of it would be to pay off a loan, and the other remaining 50 is to cash flow during the next 3 months, basically.
Well, actually, I'd like to get 150 and pay 50 off and have.
Oh, okay, okay. So 150. Okay.
That's what I'd like to do.
Mhm. Okay. And the loan that you want to pay off, who is it with?
Business Financial Services.
Oh, BizFi. Okay. And you said that was it a monthly payment you said it was?
It's a daily payment.
Daily payment. And what's your daily for that?
$224 a day.
Dollars a day. Okay. And then how much was the original borrowed amount?
Well, the original borrowed amount was $70,000.
Okay. And do you remember the total payback was?
Well, when you say that's what they said the amount of the loan was. See, mm-hmm. we had a loan with those, so you know all the details. We had a loan with them, and we were down to, like, I think we owed them $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
So he called me and said, do you want some more money?
Mm-hmm.
And so we did it, and we took $9,000 and paid that off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up with $40,000 in our bank
mm-hmm.
and a debt of $70,000. I mean, it's terrible interest. Terrible interest. It was probably a stupid decision.
Mm-hmm.
But that $70,000 running balance now is down to $50,000. We did mm-hmm. this in February.
Okay. Oh, I see what happened there. Okay. So you did a renewal in February, and the total payback was $70,000 for $49,000, basically.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right.
Okay. Pretty expensive.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
It was easy to do. I did it. I probably shouldn't have done it, but I was busy doing an install.
Mhm. Well, sometimes, when you need the funds, and that's the fastest way to get it. So, whatever helped you during that time, right?
Yep, it helped us at that particular point in time.
Mhm.
But
mm-hmm.
now I'm looking. Mm-hmm. The shortfall that I have right now is what I'm looking to make mm-hmm. up, and I was just thinking maybe we can get a term loan, because we did this mm-hmm. once before and it just catapulted us. It was great.
Mhm. Mhm. And do they have prepayment penalties for BizFi?
Yeah. I mean, the only way that I would get any kind of, I called them this morning. the only way I would get any credit out of that is if we paid it off and refinanced with them, then they'd give us an interest rate credit.
Uh-huh.
But if we decide to go get the money from somebody else, we have to do the full payoff.
Oh, I see. Okay. But the first option is basically what you did in February, which ended up being much more expensive.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Because it locked us in.
Okay. So to touch base on, you know, the what you were mentioning about the 250. So what that offer was basically, it's up to 250. Basically, how we do it is we're a relationship bank. So basically what we do is you take an amount that you want right now, and then after about 20%, 30% into your loan, you can renew your loan. It's kind of like what BizFi did to you. But what we do is we actually give you a better term, longer, you know, longer term, better rates, and more money. And you actually get a, and if the end you get a, you know, you want to prepay us, we actually don't have any prepayment penalties. So a little bit different from what BizFi offers you. So what I can do is I can first take a look at your account and try to get you approved for as much as possible, the 100, 150, and then we can go from there. So my I'll focus on trying to get that approval for you.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let me see if I have your email here on file.
It's Jerry@jcdoyle.com.
Sorry, what was that?
DOYLE.com.
Okay, so Jerry@jcdoyle.com.
And I have an email from Brian.
Oh, you do? Okay.
That has the application and stuff. I need to fill that out and send it back with all the information.
Yeah, we'll need that, though, the one that Brian sent you, along with 6 months of bank statement, so from December to May.
Okay.
And then I would also need the most recent tax return. Do you have 2015s already?
We don't have 20. Our accountant does our taxes on in October. Okay, we have the P&L and everything ready for him. He just does. He files an extension, and then we do the taxes in October.
Okay, no worries. What we can do is we can use 2014s and just put in notes and that you have an extension on it right now.
Okay.
And
so
also,
what do you want, the tax return from 2014?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay.
And then, and I'll have Brian resend kind of this short list of things we need right now. So December to May bank statement, and then the application he already sent you. And also, when your customers pay you, do you do retail work at all, or is it just mostly software?
It's mostly business. It's all business to business.
Okay, B2B. Okay. Okay, then we won't need the merchant statement. Okay, and then if you can also send over the BizFi contract you have.
Okay.
So that way the underwriters can take a look at it and you know, try to get you like basically pay that off or refi it or something, get you a better rate basically.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. And then do you know when you might be able to get all these things into us?
I'm gonna do all this stuff tonight. I have to leave here.
Okay.
Now I have to go to a client's office and collect some money. So I'm gonna go do that.
Okay.
And tonight, I will make sure that I have all this stuff done and sent to you.
Okay, perfect. We'll look out for it, and then we'll touch base tomorrow then.
So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to be straight honest with you.
Of course. Go ahead. Any
you aren't the only person that I've talked about. This doesn't hurt to send out more than one application, does it?
It doesn't hurt, but the only, I mean, in a way it does, in a way it doesn't. It doesn't hurt because, you know, you're kind of shopping around to see what you can get the best deal at. You know, personally for you, you're shopping and see what's the best deal for you. But it does hurt your credit because, you know, you're shopping your credit around basically. And it, you know, some companies, they do hard pulls. Some companies, they do soft pulls. Hard pulls, you're going to get dinged a little bit more. I think it's like 2-3 points. And then soft pull, you get dinged a little less. And we only do soft pull. So I don't know, you know, whatever other places you sent it to, but, you know, if they do hard pulls, then you would get dinged for it. Who else are you talking to right now?
Well, I was driving down the road yesterday, and I heard this commercial for DealsStruck.com. So I called you guys, and then when I couldn't get through, then I called that number that I had on the radio from DealsStruck.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they want virtually the same information that I'm sending to you. They want that same information.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they gave
Have you
me,
sent it already or no?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, okay. Because some
I
of these places...
Do all that tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because some of these places, I've never even heard of DealStruct before. Some places, they might be brokers. And what they do is they're just going to send out your information to a lot of different places. And you never know who they're sending it to. And then also, those places that they're sending to, they might have to run your credit again. And then, you know, you might end up with like 20 inquiries just from sending it to, you know, one place, like DealStruct or LoanMe or something like that. So I would recommend against it, not just because, you know, I want to work with you, but just, you know, just for your own benefit to not send it to somewhere that, you know, sounds, I don't know, it doesn't sound like a legitimate place. I don't know. I don't want to talk bad about it, but, you know, some places are like brokers. I've helped customers before that they're like, you know, I check their credit. I'm like, hey, you know, your credit got ran like 20 times in the last 2 days. What's going on? And they're like, wait, what do you mean? And then, you know, then we found out it's because they sent it to some random place and it ended up being a brokerage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. And we only run it once, so, and we're not brokers.
All right.
So.
I'll get that stuff to you tonight.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Do you want me to call you to see if you received it?
I'll have, once you send it over, give me a call. I think there's something going on with Brian's phone. The incomings are not getting appended to him. Just give me a call. He's just down the office from me, so I can get him to you, or I can help you out.
So, do I send this to Brian then?
Yeah, send it to Brian.
Because he said he just started there. He's a rook.
I'm actually his supervisor, so we'll work on it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
And he's
going to
send me an email verifying everything that he needs, and I'm going to send it back.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
I'll have him send it right now.
Thank you very much, Ja.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Yeah. Good talking to you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.